This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Several things are about to happen right now. I just want to say we're going to save the planet. We're going to talk cheese.
And that's right.
It's going to go hand in hand.
And really. I'm going to bring it up, even though you guys shot me down off the air.
No, it's big news. You are right
to
bring
Amber,
it up. It
if you patronize me right now,
the biggest news
I
of
will
the
hurt
day.
People you care about.
It really is.
Steve,
this is cool.
I'm going to say this.
This is so cool,
stop
guys.
It. Before you got here, Steve, I have a question.
I'm
for
sorry,
you.
Yes, sir.
Just don't look at Amber.
Okay,
look at me.
Don't look
okay,
at Amber.
Just look at me. When I told you today was the first day of 10 palindromes, the date, you were excited. You were like, oh, that's cool. You like sat and thought about it, went through a few dates, and you're like, cool. And then Amber gets in here with this snark-ridden piece of crap attitude, and now you're suddenly like, maybe palindromes aren't cool.
It was cool for about a second until I realized I just hate and don't care about palindromes.
I care about it too much.
And then when Amber got on the soapbox and just, you speak, girl, I was on her side. On the
Okay,
so what are they again? I forget
it
what
it just means the date is the same forward and backwards, so 12021, 12021 if you go backwards and forwards, and the next 10 days are like that. That very rarely happens, so I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but so
it'll happen
so
again
one, two, one.
December, actually.
That's
so.
Wow, that was like a month ago.
No, it's like the next December.
Oh,
12, because the 12 and the 21.
See, I'm not good at that. Okay, you guys are good at, I'm not good. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, the way we're going to save the planet.
I thought we just did.
No. I'm just going to give the text number real quick, 51059. It's not a palindrome, but if you're even a little bit excited.
A little bit.
About 10 days of palindromes. I just like just shoot a little text over and just say, go palindromes.
Go palindromes.
Or maybe say your favorite palindrome.
Are you going to write the date extra?
Madam, yes. I'm Adam. That's one of my favorite palindromes. I'm Adam.
You have a favorite palindrome.
No, my favorite's A Man, A Plan, A Canal, Panama, but that's really long, and it takes you a long time to write it down and realize it's a thing, but yeah. Okay, so here's how you save the planet. Stop zooming. There we go. Said that.
Yep.
Moving on.
I think we're all okay with that, right?
What is it? Zooming?
There's some scientists that came out and said, the camera on our laptops does a certain amount of carbon dioxide and a certain amount of water to operate. So if you stop zooming, you'd save the planet. Or if you do have to zoom, just listen without the camera, and it uses 96% less energy.
I think
so,
everyone's on board with that.
Okay.
So zooming, I'm guessing zooming on a camera is still polluting the planet less than driving to work, but touche.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I can drive my gas-guzzling SUV to Highlands Ranch, or
I could do the
operate my MacBook Air camera.
Never enough. It's true.
Did I tell you guys that this is the first day of 10 days of palindromes? Did I mention that yet?
What? That's so cool.
I thought
it was just a rumor, but now it's fact.
Yeah. It's confirmed.
I can't get away from it now.
All right, so here's the other thing that's going on today, you heathens. Can I get you involved in National Cheese Lovers Day?
Yes, I'm on board for.
Can you make a palindrome? Cheese. It's the official anthem of Cheese Week.
Cheese Day.
Yep. So I'm just going to ask, are we all off the wagon now? Because it seems like this bad boy.
You like cheese too.
I do love cheese, but I'm a little disappointed.
You're a cheese snob.
You are.
Yeah.
You cheese.
You know what? Can I say why I'm not? Because If I were a real cheese snob, I would eat the soft cheeses, and I despise the soft cheeses.
All of the soft.
The Brie, goat, the weird, soft, all the...
Oh. Yeah. I'm pickier about those, but I'm still down with it.
No, cream cheese, nasty.
Oh, cream, what? That's a good
ricotta,
cheese.
Ricotta, nasty. Fresh mozzarella, nasty, unless you put it in an oven. Gosh.
Cottage, those are the best
cheeses. Cottage is the single worst. Right there, you have now... That's fighting words. That's a soft disgusting.
Cheese. I just realized, that's a soft.
It is a soft cheese, and it won one of the states. It won a few of the states, I think.
Dude, it's the best in lasagna.
Oh, no, cottage cheese only won Wyoming. Do you want to be a Wyoming guy?
No, well, I used to be. No, but you put that on your lasagna. That's the best when you put that
That's poor people lasagna.
Oh, it's the ricotta.
That's the way I grew up. Oh, ricotta gets...
So you like cottage cheese.
I hate cottage cheese. I hate lasagna. If you can make lasagna without it, which is mozzarella, I'll eat it all day.
Okay, wait a second.
But then it's like pizza pasta. It's not the same. But like...
Oh, yeah.
Cottage cheese is...
That's a good cheese.
What do you think the number one cheese is in the United States of America?
Cheddar?
Queso won, everyone.
No,
queso.
That's not... What?
I know.
That's a bunch of stuff.
It's a blend. It's one. Cream.
Yes.
It's a bunch of stuff.
It's a dip, not a cheese.
Correct.
Wait, so then... Wait, we like the Mexican cheeses. Mexico loves the American cheese. We should like our American. What's wrong with...
You're getting me to the point of Colorado, because the number one cheese in Colorado is cotija.
Cotija? I've never heard of that.
You have? Well, yeah, you don't eat at Mexican restaurants.
It's good cheese.
It's terrible. I don't like it.
Well,
it's white, and it looks like Parmesan
like
on top.
Crumbly.
It's like
crumbly.
Oh,
and sometimes they have it with like the corn, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I like blue cheese crumble, but I don't like that.
Yeah, the cotija, I don't think you'd hate it, though.
Okay.
I think you might actually like it.
Okay.
But I don't like the crumble cheese either. So I don't like this. This is why I'm not... Blue cheese? Nasty.
That's the best.
Feta? Never.
What?
Never.
Feta is a staple at my house.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I put feta
on
everything.
That's so... It smells bad.
I love it.
That's a soft cheese?
It's, like, soft, and it's got mold on it, basically.
Oh, it's that cheese.
It looks terrible. It's all... There's that section of the store with all the things in the Tupperware dishes.
Yeah.
Avoid that, unless there's Parmesan on it.
Parmesan is amazing.
Parmesan's the only one I'll eat over there.
No, that's got to come out of the green can.
That is disgusting.
Yes.
That is...
Why? That's
eat it just as a salt substitute, sort of. But no, you got to have the shaved...
Oh, the good. Okay.
I don't know. Like, I feel some tension building in this room. All right, there's a couple other things. Cream cheese won a few states. Who's in?
Oh, yes. That's a good cheese. Cream cheese?
America has horrible taste in cheese. That's what I'm gathering from this.
Because, yeah, so far we've got
Where's
queso.
Where's the Gouda? Where's the,
Gouda.
Is that the one
Gouda.
That's the hard red-colored rind? It was the bright red
there
rind?
There are.
Can, yeah.
Yes. There's Gouda. Steve, pull up a chair.
Okay.
Gouda comes in so many different varieties.
Oh.
Like regular Gouda, I kind of like, but it's a little bit soft.
Oh, I thought it was
still
the harder.
But I still like it. I'm kind of a hypocrite.
Yeah, I like.
But then as you smoke it.
A little aged.
Smoked Gouda, amazing. Now she's talking.
Oh.
The aged Gouda is unmatched.
It's
so good. It's like crystally and.
Like sugar crystals inside.
Oh, it's like
I've
caramely,
given you some.
But
it's,
like.
Oh!
It's so
the
delicious.
The super aged Ripinier.
Yeah.
That is
That's
a cheese.
That's what we've had at Napa. That's crystal cheese, the crystalline cheese. It's like meth. It smells like meth.
It is.
It
Steve
really smells
fired
like
it
meth.
Down.
Yes.
I caught Steve in a bathroom cooking some on a spoon.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.